Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I've spent the last 15 years working as a professional antique furniture restorer. I'm here today to share a bit about my process and what it takes to bring a beautiful, old piece of wooden furniture back to life. When I first get a piece in my workshop, people often assume my immediate priority is to check it for severe structural damage. Well, that is important. Actually, the very first thing I look for is a maker's mark or a hidden label underneath a drawer. Finding one gives you a wealth of information about its history and origins. Before the physical work begins, safety is paramount. You might think heavy-duty gloves are the most vital piece of protective gear you can own. While they certainly help keep your hands clean, a mask is absolutely essential to stop you from breathing in the toxic dust and fumes that are generated in the workshop. The first practical step is always cleaning. A standard sponge is okay for wiping down large flat surfaces, but for intricate carvings and delicate corners, nothing beats an ordinary toothbrush for getting decades of dirt out of tiny gaps. It's incredibly effective. Next comes the hardest part, stripping the wood. Often, antique pieces are covered in thick, darkened layers of old varnish or paint. These stubborn finishes can take days to safely remove, as you have to work very slowly.
To get them off, a novice might be tempted to just use coarse sandpaper. However, that risks ruining the piece by scratching it. Instead, I rely on chemical solvents to gently dissolve the old varnish, which is much safer for the antique.
The primary objective during this entire stripping process is to ensure you absolutely no harm to the underlying timber. That wood is the heart of the furniture, and if you compromise it, the piece loses both its structural integrity and its historical value.
Sometimes, to repair a wobbly chair or table, the joints need taking apart entirely. You should never use a standard metal hammer for this. It will leave huge, permanent dents. Always use a rubber mallet to gently tap the pieces apart without bruising the wood.
Once the piece is clean and dismantled, I look at missing parts. I spend most of my weekends hunting at flea markets. Just last week, I had been searching for replacement hinges, but instead, I found a beautiful set of brass handles that perfectly matched a chest of drawers I was working on. It was a lucky find.
Then comes reassembly. It's surprisingly easy to forget how complex pieces fit back together. While taking photos on your phone at every stage is a great modern trick, I still highly recommend keeping a detailed manual nearby to refer to. It saves you from making costly mistakes.
Finally, seeing the piece completely finished is the most rewarding feeling. While many restorers sell their items immediately online to make a quick profit, my absolute favourite thing is presenting the restored pieces at a local exhibition. I just love watching people admire the craftsmanship.